Bear Podcast 359.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both pasty wise. The Matt Bear problem. Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The sex question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification? In the
yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and this is episode 359. And we are in our separate places again. We're not in the same studio, so Ray's with his backdrop, his Star Wars backdrop
that's
again.
That's right. I'm back here broadcasting from the Star Wars. The original Star Wars movie studios here in my house.
I mean, your Star Wars backdrop. Me, I'm still with my bears here, so. Okay, so welcome everyone to this show. This is our very small show that we talk about lots of stuff about bears and stuff like that. So, okay, so but we before we go on, let's talk about Drenched Fur, our sponsor for this episode.
Do we have a winner? Do we have a winner?
We do have a winner. So this episode is brought to you
by
Drenched Fur. And if you want more information, it's drenchfur.com. And special thanks to Gary for helping us out, hooking us up on a...
Hey, Gary.
On a free registration. So the winner of the free registration to Drenched Fur 7 is... Drumroll, Ray. A high-tech drum roll there. Matt.
Matt! Yeah, Matt!
Okay, so congratulations, Matt, for winning the Drenched Fur registration. So I'll email you the details so you can go to Erie. I'll probably see you there. And I'm looking forward to that.
You know what you call a guy that's with no arms and no legs laying at your front door?
What?
Matt.
What do you call a guy with no arms... with no legs in the pool, in the swimming pool, in the middle of the swimming pool?
Bob.
Mm-hmm. How about a guy with no arms and legs hanging on a wall? You know,
I have no idea.
Art. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's an old one. I've seen it, I've watched it, heard that already. That's... What did that? We can't do a comedy,
hey,
right?
If you take an Asian and spin him counterclockwise, what do you do to him?
What?
Disorient him.
You get disoriented.
Okay. No, you disorient
him. I'm disoriented. Anyway, Ray.
Okay. Anyway.
That's, moving that's on. Really bad.
What'd you do this weekend, Maynard?
It's been a big weekend for me, and actually, I tried to stop myself from going out. Came to a point yesterday. After doing all those stuff with softball and stuff, I just had to stay home and I need to rest. But Friday, it was really exciting because we went to the newly opened Heights and Arts Gallery and Arts. I forgot the name. HASG. Heights and... What was it? I forgot. It's A-H-A-S-G.
I'm not deleting the email.
You can remember. Anyway, but it's you know, formerly known as
Hans's new place.
Hans's new place, Hans Payne Art Gallery. It's HASG now. That's the whole name now. Heights and something gallery. They're gonna kill me. Shavaram and Hans are gonna kill me. We're so professional. We don't know the names of our...
Well, maybe we'll have to go back and do a broadcast on that way.
We'll get it right next time. Because right now, if I start typing, that'd be so nice. Okay, so we got to go to the gallery. It's really nice. It's really large, and expect some shows coming up at the gallery. We are gonna be recording there soon. So, Hans and Sharam told me if you want to record your show here at the gallery, that'd be great. So there's gonna be nice backdrops behind us. There's gonna be like, you know, fancy artwork. Some bears. Cool. We can have pictures of Kendall's. Oh, speaking of Kendall, I have something to tell you guys about Kendall. But later, okay. But we're on our weekend updates, right? So what about you? What's up?
Well, I went to the gallery Friday night with you. Mm-hmm. And our friend Chris. Actually, I cooked dinner and y'all came over here and we ate. And then went to the gallery. And then we came back here and watched a movie.
Yeah. It's,
what'd you think?
It's called Cambio. Cambio. It's a Filipino film. I think it's a typical film from the Philippines. It's all about sex. I'm kidding. No. No, it's a good start of a film. They got these actors who are really, I think they're just really fresh, you know, fresh from just really
fresh off the street.
Fresh off the street. But it was good to watch and to see. It's about gay folks. It's these gay guys who are, you know, discovering themselves you know,
they're all either in college or they're just getting out of college.
Yeah, they're just getting out of college. One of them is really all out gay, and he was afraid. But we're not going to spoil the stories about it. But I do have a comment about that. Most gay Filipinos are bi. Some are bi. Either so one is really gay, and he looks for a guy who is usually straight, but goes the other way. You know, he looks for a bi guy. And most of the time I see Filipinos who are like that, some of them are really transvestites, some of them are transvestites, and they try to look for the papi or the daddy who's usually a straight guy, and straight, I should say. And we would call him silahis because that's pretty much the term for bisexual in the Philippines, and that's how it is. The guy is bisexual, and one of the characters is bisexual, and the story revolved around there. So,
yeah.
And it's also a story about AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, HIV.
Well,
HIV.
That's just kind of like your side shoot. I
mean, it's a side story.
The guy found out that he was in love with somebody, and the guy that he was in love with had come out and found out that he was positive, and that whole character, which you really didn't see, it was all over a phone conversation, was that he had to now come out to his family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was interesting. It was a good film for a gay film from the Philippines.
Yeah. I'm watching one now that Julio gave me. It's filmed in a lighthouse. It's a gorgeous location.
Oh, really? What's the title?
We'll have to look into that show because I can't remember. Some long title.
Okay. So the one we watched last Friday was called Cambio. Cambio is a term used for shifting gears, and they're supposed to be shifting gears because they're riding a Volkswagen. They keep focusing on the shifting of gears. Also, cambio is another term for shifting, adjusting yourself, adjusting your crotch. That's another meaning of doing a cambio. So there's a Filipino word for you guys.
There's a lot of adjusting going on.
Yes, there's a lot of adjusting.
That's very good.
Okay.
So
that was the Filipino film, and thanks to Chris, I found the magic of konjac noodles. It's shirataki noodles that I got. It's have you tried that, Ray?
What?
It's called shirataki noodles. It's actually from a root called konjac from Japan. It's a Japanese and its consistency is like angel hair pasta. And okay. Yeah, and it's supposed to be no gluten, no sugar, no carbs. There's any carbs. There's if you have 9 grams of carbs, you also have 9 grams of fiber.
Yeah.
So that cancels out, right?
Yeah.
So he's got one of those, and it doesn't taste like fishy at all. It doesn't have any taste. And it acquires the taste of whatever you put on it, like salted meat or what is spaghetti if you want to. They have different kinds, and it's pretty much affordable, like $3.25, I think. And it's really good because, like I said, it's no carb.
How many carbs are in it?
Zero.
Oh, zero carbs?
Okay, fine. It's zero sugar, 9 grams of fiber, but 9 grams of carbs. So that's it. And
okay.
And I heard that for, you know, the way for you to measure is you subtract the carbs from the amount of fiber, right? That's like a guideline.
I think so. I don't know. It's been a while.
But yeah, so it's really low in sugar, and it's really recommendable for diabetics. So That'd be great.
I'll show them where to get it, so I can try it out.
Yeah, we can I'll probably buy some and well, they're not paying us, but I'm just saying that these konjac noodles are just really awesome. So okay. That's what I found out. So thank you very much,
Chris. Maybe they should pay us.
Yeah, they should pay us. So thanks, Chris, for the recommendation.
All this free advertising giveaway.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so anything else? Oh, I was telling you guys about earlier about Kendall. I got the new Bear DNA. It's the Bear DNA. It's got Kendall and Clint Taylor. It's actually fine. It's porn. Okay, it's porn. It's bear porn.
Oh, yeah. Does Kendall get tied up and spanked really hard?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Very much.
Sweet.
No, I haven't seen it yet. It's still sealed. See, there's still plastic on it.
What?
I just got it today, and I guess it's just gonna be some fun.
I guess
tonight.
What we know is gonna be going at Maynard's house tonight.
Exactly.
Oh, it feels so good.
It's so good. Yes. Do me, Clint. Do me, Kendall.
Let me look that.
Okay, so that's, I've been receiving these emails from Bear Films, and they wanted to, you know, they're selling it out. It's got a good deal right now, so okay, fine. And how often do I see Kendall on films like this? So the last time I saw him was he was doing Bears on he was in the woods, and hundreds of thousands of hits right now, and it's on YouTube, and yeah, that's all I can say about it. That's the only video I've seen him before. Okay, so one more last thing is maybe I put this on Geek. Maybe I'll talk about this in Geek about my sister. Okay, so let's go on with we announced the winners, and how about some topics, Ray?
Well, I don't know. You put this first topic up here. You talk about it.
Oh, okay. All right. It's actually, I don't know if this has any significance to lots of people, but it's actually a legendary Doctor Who companion. Nicholas Courtney died age 81. I don't know if that's any significance to you, Ray, because I really didn't watch this before. I thought you would like this.
Actually, I never watched the end of the Doctor Who. I watched it on and off some when I was much younger, but it never made any sense to me, so I just quit watching. I never got into it.
It looks kind of creepy. So as a Brigadier Alistair Gordon Lethbridge Stewart, Courtney was the Time Lord's longest-running companion. So he's a companion that is a guy. It used to be guys before. So the Doctor used to be gay.
I don't know. Maybe the Doctor's bi.
Maybe he's bisexual.
Doctor. Maybe he was Cambodian. I don't know.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm not going to read too much about it because it's. I don't know. It's. I thought this is something that you like, but yeah, Doctor Who. I guess this was his. Gay days. But I don't know if you watched the Sarah Jane Adventures before.
Uh-uh.
No, you didn't. It's a spin-off of Doctor Who. So she's supposed to be okay. a former companion of the Doctor. And she went on solo, and it's very much a kids show. This Sarah Jane's Adventure. It was back in 2008. I used to record it. It was pretty good. But anyway, this guy who died, this Brigadier, was did a cameo appearance on this one, so he had played a role, which is interesting. They have recurring characters in different Doctor Who genres, so it's nice. Okay, let's go to something more important, Ray. The Oscars!
What did you think about the Oscars last time, Maynard?
I enjoyed it. And lots of singing. I like, who is it? Who's the one singing? Gwyneth Paltrow. She kept singing. She's pretty good. You know, it all started with...
Did you see her movie, Pure Country?
Her movie? No, I haven't, no.
So,
have you seen it?
I didn't see it. I don't think it did anything. I think it came out and flopped.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about Kirk Douglas.
Oh my God.
He was scared. It's like a walking corpse on the stage.
Well, he wasn't a walking corpse. He was just being a dirty old man. He was very funny, I thought.
Yeah, he was funny, but...
And it's sad to say that this is probably the last time we will see him, and I don't think his son's going to be around next year either.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Michael Douglas.
Because I don't think Michael Douglas is doing that well, so...
Yeah.
But it was good that they had him on there. I think they paid a nice little homage to him, and he came out and did his little thing, and he was very funny and flirting with the ladies.
He was.
And, you know, it's good to be an old dirty old man, I'm telling you, so...
It's nice to be an old, dirty old man.
Yeah, and the guy that came out there with him, I guess they had these professional wranglers that come out on the stage with him and lead him back and forth and stuff. And the guy was very good looking. He was shuffling people back and forth all night from the stage to get them off stage and everything to make sure they didn't lose their way. So, but him and Kirk Douglas did this whole hand over hand thing up his cane and all that stuff. It was very nice. It was very cute. It was good to see him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
it's good to see him still walking around, which is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, overall, what did you think about the Oscars?
It was certainly better than the Grammys. But the Oscars is something because it is to me, the ones who won really deserve it for me.
Yeah,
to me, so.
Overall, I found the Oscars kind of boring.
You found it boring?
Yes. I thought Anne Hathaway was great, and as much as I like that fine James Franco, James Franco.
Okay, can't forget his name.
I just don't think that he's a good stand-up guy to do stuff like that.
No, I think if he even went in drag.
Well, he went in drag, and he's very cute then, and it was very funny. And the skits they did, the video stuff they had videotaped of them, like when they were doing the whole dance thing, and he was there in tights and stuff.
Oh yeah,
all that was funny. But live,
forget it. Yeah. So that was now, the downer. Franco was just a downer for you, huh?
It wasn't a downer. It's just that I don't think that's his gig.
Okay.
I don't think that's his thing. He just, you know, Slim. He's an actor, and he put him on the screen, he can act. But when you put him in front of a live audience on TV, he's not a Billy Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and Billy Crystal was there too. Yeah, we just.
Billy Crystal was there too. So, mm-hmm. But Anne Hathaway was hilarious.
Yeah, she was really great.
She had some of the best looking dresses at the entire Oscars last night.
Oh, that's all I saw yesterday. Oh, just kept watching all these dresses, and yes. I feel like it's a more fabulous Project Runway.
Yeah. Kate Blanchett. I don't know what the hell that was she had on, but I hated it. Mm-hmm. It was just ugly.
Really?
Scarlett Johansson had on a gorgeous dress. It looked like an old bedspread that my grandmother might have had that. Or something, or it's like, in fact, when she walked on, I made the comment. I said, "Oh, Miss Scarlett, what you gonna make a dress out of these curtains for?"
Yeah,
because that's kind of what it looked like. But it was gorgeous, and she looked great in it. And I don't know who her man Candy was with her, but he was gorgeous. He was hot.
Who impressed me really? One of the ones who impressed me was Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson, gorgeous.
She looked wonderful. Gorgeous. She maintained her figure.
Yeah, she had titty appeal.
So yeah, just, you know. And her dress was really beautiful. And yeah, I can't believe we're talking about dresses. Oh my god! Sorry, guys. If you guys don't care about the dresses.
Well, they got very gay last night at the Oscars party. Let's say that, especially on the red carpet and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see who else did showed up. What's her name? Tom Cruise's ex-wife, Nicole Kidman.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where she got that dress. Just didn't work.
Didn't work? You didn't like it?
Didn't work. I didn't like it. So.
And I didn't like the way she described her dress. So she was saying that this looks uncomfortable, but it's not really when you're in it. It's not a very good way to describe the dress.
There was somebody that kept walking around in the background, and it looked like they had this butterfly thing on that was incredible. We all kept wanting to see it, but you just got them in passing, so you didn't know who it was or what they were doing and stuff. But other than that, it was good. The best picture, of course, was the King's Speech, which I've not seen and I've got to see now.
You have to see it. It's pretty good. I liked it. And I think the acting, the way Colin Firth was really just awesome. He really nailed it. Well, not that I know what King George was, but the way he really acted is really very convincing. It's very good.
Yeah. And for y'all that don't know the story, King George had a stutter.
Yeah. Speech
impediment. And he wasn't supposed to be king.
Mm-hmm.
His older brother was. But his older brother abdicated because he married an American divorcee. So he was next in line and he got pumped up.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, he has to do an acceptance speech and talk to the House of Commons and all this stuff. But all his background was in the military, and it didn't matter if he had a speech impediment.
Mm-hmm.
But he had to give these national speech. World War One was just starting.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to be out there, and he had to stand tall. And it was all about teaching him how to speak in front of people and dealing with impediment. So And I want to see it now because I really want to see what Helen Bonham Carter did. Because she was there last night, of course, with Alice and the whole Tim Burton crew and everything. It looked nice. So.
Yeah, you'll like it. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I had to watch it once in the...
And I got to see Black Swan because everybody was saying that it's just crazy. Mm-hmm. It's just the whole thing. Of course, Natalie Portman was there all pregnated. And she won Best Actress, which is very good.
Yeah.
I think she deserved it because she's done some pretty incredible things. Mm-hmm. Christian Bale finally won an Oscar for Best Supporting Role in The Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Colin Firth won Best Actor. And actress role Melissa Leo, she dropped the big F-bomb in the middle of the Oscars. I thought that was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And then she caught herself sitting, and it was just funny her reaction when she realized what she'd said. And of course, it was a delay, so they bleeped it out.
Yeah,
at the TV, but you could tell that she said the fuck bomb, the F bomb. So
that's one of the first ones to come out, and she would just do that. I don't get it. I mean, why? I mean, that's the first thing she had in mind.
I think she was truly overwhelmed because she did not think that she was going to win.
Oh, really?
I think it's one of those things that she was just like, she wasn't prepared to give a speech.
That's what they all say.
I'm competing against all these other people, and it's like, our role's really going to get it? No.
Mm-hmm.
And she won it, and then it's like, oh my God. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Of course, animated film of the year was Toy Story 3.
Yes, Toy Story 3 won, and kind of a disappointment for some people, especially me, because one of the nominees is How to Train Your Dragon, which is directed by Dean DeBlois and Chris Sanders. And Dean is actually the partner of a friend of mine, JD from Seattle. Well, I used to hang out with JD at Wisconsin and when we were in Columbus. We went to Columbus too. Yeah, and... Yeah, I met Dean. I mean, I met Dean a couple of times, and I'm really, really. It's an honor. It's an honor to win.
Yeah,
even
it's an honor, to be nominated.
So he can be carrying the title, the American what is it? Academy Award nominee, Dean DeBlois.
Yeah.
He's going to be like that.
That's right.
From now on. So that's great. It's good that he got nominated, and I haven't seen Toy Story 3. So,
I haven't either. Most of the movies I haven't seen because I've been on kind of like a hiatus from seeing a whole bunch of movies like I used to. So, but most of them are coming out on DVD now, so I'll probably get them and watch them that way. So maybe we need to get a couple and have a Oscar viewing party, a post Oscar viewing party, so we can catch up.
Should do that. Also, I should get a. I heard this is what I heard. Okay, Dean DeBlois, the director of How to Train Your Dragon, is going to be at TBRU.
Oh, there you go. We can follow up with him and give him a post-Oscar interview.
Yeah, probably we'll do that, and I'll try something. And I just need to probably get a DVD and have him sign it. You know,
there you go.
I'll have a signed copy. We'll see. What happens.
So.
All right. So what's
nice butt.
What's next? Woof! What a bear!
Woof! What a bear!
Woof! What a bear!
And actually, this time we're doing woof! What a what a cub. And his name is Juice Box on Scruff, a.k.a. better known as Phil. Phil is 22 years old, stands 5'10", weighs 190 pounds. He works for an airline and is into being physically active, but is known to go on a video game binge from time to time. He's Kerr Goldman for all you 360 users. Mm-hmm. He loves to laugh, and it can be uncontrollable at times. He thinks farts are gross but hysterical at the same time, so you have to deal with it. He travels a lot with airlines, so you never know how close he may be to you. He's into ultimate frisbee and a high-five to anyone who knows what that is.
I don't know what high-five is.
What?
What's a high-five?
High-five.
That's it? Just doing high-five? Yeah. Everyone's...
Well, he's saying anybody that knows what ultimate frisbee is, get a high-five.
Oh, okay. Dummy.
Him and his awesome partner have just moved in together.
Aww.
And they're looking for friends to work out with, game with, toss a frisbee, or just shoot the shit over dinner. So the happy couple lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. So you can find Phil, a.k.a. Juicebox.
He's near where you used to live. No, well, you're in South Carolina. How far is that? That's pretty far.
Charlotte was 2 hours away.
Oh, okay.
Charlotte was the midway point for me going from college in Winston-Salem to home in South Carolina, so to Edgefield.
I see. Edgefield. You're from Edgefield, Ray.
Edgefield.
Okay, so how about a geek one, Ray?
Okay.
Okay, here. Okay, I've been playing around. Whenever I go on my iPhone. See, okay, Ray, I'm on iPhone now. I'm on iPhone mode, not Android mode. On the iPhone, I discovered the game Eggs vs. Chicken. And...
Which is first?
The egg. You know, I think chicken always goes first because, you know, they don't create eggs. Eggs don't grow, but chickens do. Anyway, why are we talking about that? about intelligent design. Okay, so the game is you have to group three eggs, and then kill chickens with it. You throw it and then should kill chickens. It's like the graphics is like Angry Birds, but this one's more fast-paced. It's really fast-paced because you have to put eggs all together, and then you have to, and then these chickens are coming to attack you, and you have to throw eggs at them.
See, now I grew up on a farm, so I've been attacked by chickens, and it's not fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember being around chickens too. In our back in Manila, we had chickens. I would go to my aunt's house, and she had a poultry at the back in the backyard, and I cannot go inside because there's these big cages, and you can actually fit the person going inside, and all these chickens run around when they see a human, and they lay eggs and stuff like that. So you had a poultry before?
Yes, my father used to share chickens.
Mm-hmm. Have you killed a chicken, Ray?
Yes, I've killed a chicken.
Like,
I remember the first time I ever remember a live chicken being killed was I was a kid, and we had this crazy old cock that was mean as hell, and he jumped on me in the yard in my dad's house, mm-hmm. and my grandma, and he was jumping all over me, and he had started growing his spurs back because you usually keep them cut off, and he was cutting my legs up and pecking on my legs, and my grandmother came out there and reached down and grabbed me by the neck and spun him around and busted his neck.
Oh, wow.
And I can't remember if she fried him or not after that, but I know she killed the chicken by mm-hmm. slinging it around like that.
Mm-hmm. Just like that?
Just like that. So popped his neck, broke his neck. So.
Kind of scary to think about. Okay, we have... So where were we? We're talking about chickens. What is this? Virginity?
Huh? Oh, you got your question of the day.
Oh, the question of the day. Okay, we'll go to question of the day. Actually, since we've been through the Oscars and stuff, Ray, aren't you inspired by the movie makers? Don't you want to make your own feature film since you've been doing some filming?
I do, but that requires money and time that I do not have.
Really?
Really.
You have time. You have the equipment. You have time.
Why do I have time? I don't have time to clean my damn apartment anymore. I come home from work. If work wasn't so bad right now, because I got Bear Watch, because it's always something. And I think it's after next year, I'm going to step down from Bear Watch, and I'm not going to do anything else.
Okay.
I'm going to work on doing some video stuff, work on the porn company, and do the podcast, and that's about all I'm going to do, and work and do my regular job. So.
Yeah, being a triad member and a Bear Watch committee head.
All that stuff is just too much. Just too much. Okay. So,
all right. So, how about
maybe this summer after Bear Watch is over, I'll have some more free time and I can do some stuff. So we'll see.
Yeah, after Bear Watch. Okay. Speaking of Bear Watch, Ray.
That's right. Speaking of Bear Watch, folks, Bear Watch registration is open, and you can go get registered at www.bearwatch.net. The run fee is $95, and that is good until April 30th. And with that run fee, you know what you want to get? You know what you get at Bear Watch for $95, Maynard? Do you know?
The what?
Do you know what you get for your run fee at Bear Watch,
Maynard? What do we get?
You get four full meals and a big snack on Friday night. You get a hospitality suite. You get Toga Party on Friday night, which is sponsored by Growler. You get the day at the beach with a nice hot dog and hamburger cookout on the beach and games and sun and fun and bears as far as the eye can see. And then Saturday nights, you get the infamous pool and foam party. Clothing optional, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've been there. It's fun.
That's right. That's right. It's lots of fun. So go sign up now. It's $95. The price goes up after April 30th, so do it now.
Do it now.
Mm-hmm. Start budgeting now. So, and then book your hotel room. So,
mm-hmm.
Come join us at Bear Watch. Maynard will be there. I'll be there. We'll be doing a live podcast.
Yeah, we'll be recording from the beach. It should be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maynard will be performing rectal exams for free.
No. Me?
Or you can perform rectal exams on Maynard for free.
No. Oh, God. No. We have a comment about that later. Okay. So, okay. Ray, let's go on with our comments here. What do you have here?
Okay, well, I have a comment. Well, last week, the question was, would you take somebody's virginity if they ask you to, basically?
Oh, my gosh. Is this a direct email?
And this is a direct email from the person that we talked about.
Okay.
That has asked me to do this. And I noticed we didn't get any more comments from anybody else. So. But anyway, this is what he said.
Are you okay to say this? I guess it is okay, right? Oh, well.
I didn't think you'd... Okay, anyway, read it. Anyway,
okay.
I really, really didn't think you would talk about it in the podcast. There's not much we don't talk about here. A lot of times I'll talk about it. I don't name names. But
mm-hmm.
Ray, I said this numerous times. I trust you a lot. If it wasn't for you and Art, I wouldn't have grown a lot in this short time. I gained a lot of courage because you guys. I cannot stress enough how thankful I truly am. Like you already know, Ray, this first half of when I came to you for advice, I liked this guy and he liked me. But the guy only wanted sex. I couldn't do that. I made the joke to you in the thought that you wouldn't take me seriously. And you didn't take it seriously like I thought. I thought to myself, if I could give it up to anybody willy-nilly, I might as well give it up to someone that not only do I like, he has experience and is someone I trust. You fit all that criteria. I guess I'm no different than that guy. I actually have thought of giving it up to you, right? Even before this ordeal started, and it was all on you, really, if you wanted to take my virginity. Because of your thinking of this, it truly shows that you do respect me. Like I said before, I really didn't think you wanted to take it because you stated you like skinny boys. And like I said, I don't fit the stereotypes. I'm not all that skinny. I weigh 216 pounds and I'm 5'6". So I thought you wouldn't want to take it. To tell you the truth, I'm very self-conscious about my body. And that's probably one of the main reasons I'm fascinated by the bear community. Because in my opinion, I think I would fit in. That and the fact that I really am attracted to bears. But if you just know, if you decide to take it, just know I'll be forever in your debt. I will still contact you for advice, and you'll still be my friend no matter what. Same goes if you don't. I only ask this as you as a last resort, as a favor, and most importantly, all of all as a friend.
Oh my God!
So this is the personal reply. So, and my reply to them was like, okay.
So
if you have not found somebody that you like a lot enough to give it to by the graduation, we will arrange to lose your virginity after graduation.
And I will film it.
No.
Okay, fine, go ahead. Okay, so don't be self-conscious because there's a lot of guys who are big too.
That's right.
So
I put freaking videos out there on XTube and got slammed for it. Fat and old and this, that, and the other. You know what? Screw them. I know some of them had fucking videos, so,
mm-hmm.
You know. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah, there's some people, some musicians I know are porn films there too. So, okay,
yeah.
That's kind of surprising for me. Anyway, so what else? Oh yeah, by the way, he's gonna be indebted to you. I will be forever in debt if you do me.
We'll see.
We shall see.
Hopefully, somebody that really cares about him and that he will have feelings for will come along and he can give to that special something.
Yeah,
and not some dirty old man like me.
Wait, that's, what a way to sell yourself, Ray. Okay, more listener comments here. Let me see who's this person.
I just want to make sure we hadn't read this before, have we?
Because
it came...
Oh, not yet. I don't think so.
Okay, because it came in the other week, and it was like in between shows or after shows, or we did something, and I didn't have the information with me. So anyway, I'll put it up here this week.
Okay, we have lots of comments today. So, okay, hey, big guys. Oh, hey, guys. Big hugs, growls, and wolves from the icy cold north, Stamford, Connecticut. That's where my cousin lives, okay? The name's Dave. It's Dave. Yeah, Dave. Dave. Noxus S.
It's your cousin?
No, Dave is not my cousin. But my cousin lives in Stamford, Connecticut.
Okay,
so Nox S. Bear from Scruff and Bear 411. I love your podcast. Thank you. You guys, keep me going while I drive to and from work every day. I hope to get a picture with you, Nard, at TBRU next month. This will be my first bear event ever, and I'm really, really excited. Keep up the awesome work you guys do. You make this lonely New England cub feel a little less alone. Oh, and by the way, Have either of you heard any rumors about the iPhone 5? I love my iPhone, but I'm finding the Droid X pretty sexy. Big hug.
Don't do it, Dave. Don't do it. Stick with iPhone. August 7th, when iPhone 5 is supposedly coming out. Just hang in there, Dave. Hang in there.
Hang in there. Stick with the iPhone. No, I personally would get the iPhone 6 next year instead of the iPhone 5 this year because I just can't keep changing phones every year, every 2 years maybe. Yeah,
that's the guy that has three phones.
Yeah, well, the other one is really cheap, so it's the Android is something to play around with, so that's okay. Yeah, and it doesn't have a contract, so that's okay. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, how about more comments, Ray? Okay, this is from the website, okay? So here's an episode 358, Forbidden Fruit, Taking Someone's Virginity vlog.
Oh, we do have comments.
Oh, yeah, we have more. This is from Michael. Okay, so I just wanted to say that I really enjoy your podcast. Nard is a cutie and Ray is very woofy. Huge furry hugs. Thank you. Thank you. Mickey. It's from Mickey. Thanks, Mickey.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine, Mickey. Oh, Mickey.
Okay, here's another one on the same episode, 358. Love the podcast, but I must say I do prefer the vlog versions of the show. It's so much nicer when we can actually see you guys. However, I'm so disappointed with this week's vlog because you guys have your clothes on.
We can't be naked.
We can't be naked all the time, okay? And anyways, I just...
We're not porn stars, for God's sakes.
Well, you are.
Only amateurs.
Anyways, I just watched the Valentine's episode, and it took me by surprise how sweet Ray is.
I know. A lot of people have a hard time believing that.
Okay, listen to this, Ray. A naughty daddy with a romantic streak. Wow. Where can I get one of those? And Nard... When are we going to see your XTube vids? Your listeners are anxiously waiting. No XTube vids, okay?
Come on, Leonard.
I'm too shy.
I'll videotape it so you feel comfortable. We won't have to show your face, and you can be playing with your Aranus.
Oh, no, this one's from Mickey. This one's from Mickey. The other one earlier is Michael. This was Mickey. Okay, sorry. I made a mistake. So the first comment was from Michael and then it's from Mickey. I kind of read it wrong. But yeah, thanks, Mickey. But no, I can't. No. My partner will kill me. I don't think I will put any extra videos anytime soon. No. I just can't. No.
Come on, Andrew. You
know you want. No. I'm too shy. I'm shy.
No, you're not.
But anyway, okay, so let's close the show, right? Thank you, everyone, for watching. And okay, let me warn you guys. This video is coming out. We cannot always do video. It just so happened that we do find time from time to time to make videos, and it's just easy at this point. And, you know, but we can't always do a video. So audio. And
some nights I got to sit here and just pick my nose. I can't help it. And it's much better if we don't have that on video.
Yeah, and I have to be conscious. See, I keep fixing my... How's my hair? What hair? That's right. Okay, so yeah, not always can we do videos. Just that lately we've been able to do this. And...
Come here.
Oh, where's Buddy? Show Buddy.
Buddy's... Come on, Buddy. Come on. Get up here.
Can he come up?
There's the Buddy dog.
There's Buddy.
There's the greatest little greyhound in the whole entire greyhound. Hi, Buddy.
Spoiled.
Hi.
It's a gay dog. It is, I never heard him bark, ever.
Oh, he barks.
No, he does.
He barks.
Okay, so we gotta go, Ray. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And this has been a great week for us. And hopefully this coming weekend is gonna be fun, too. Oh, I'll be in Mardi Gras. I'll be in New Orleans for Mardi Gras.
Oh, that's right. Cool.
So
have fun. Me and Buddy be sitting here all along. Oh, wait. The boy comes back this weekend. So.
Oh, that's right. You will have fun. And we'll be...
And everybody that's coming to Louis next weekend, look us up. It's not this weekend, but the weekend after.
Yeah.
We will be out roaming with our video cameras, so you never know. You might be on the show.
That's right. We might be filming from Louis. That'd be great. Ha ha.
And don't forget, we also have a voice line you can call in on and leave us listener comments, and we'll play them on the show. That phone number is 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-2327. BEAR.
Yes.
Leave your voice comments. Call in right now.
And we'll
says bloody.
Well, we haven't played anyone lately.
No, nobody just they just
yeah, like emailing us. Like emailing.
Nobody
us.
Has the time to call.
But it's an option. You can also text. No, wait, you can't text
you never one. Call. I no. Sit here and gave birth to you, and you'll never call me. Oh wait, that's my mother.
Okay, so email us also at show@bearpodcast.com. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com and subscribe via iTunes. Follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can also use your Zoom. And hopefully soon, if I get around to it, maybe we'll do a separate audio feed and separate video feed. We'll see what we can do. Because right now we're posting this stuff on Vimeo. And thanks to Vimeo, we just... because they're the only ones right now who are handling our videos pretty well. If I should say so. And probably some HD videos on the feed that you can watch on your Apple TV or on your home theater PCs. We'll see what we can do about that. Okay, say goodbye, Ray.
Goodbye, Ray. I mean, goodbye.
Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. Thank you for joining us, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.